Spider Tales.
Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Tales. My name is Robert Bradley.
And I'm Kaylee Owens. Man, I have seen one thing all week long on Snapchat.
What's that?
Hangout Fest 2020's lineup.
Is that like a concert festival or?
It's like a big music festival in Gulf Shores.
Okay.
The roster was unveiled Tuesday morning through social media with many top artists. So Billie Eilish, Post Malone, Kane Brown, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Megan Thee Stallion, T-Pain, Doja Cat, Youngblood, and Lana Del Rey.
Wow, I know about 3/4 of those names, surprisingly. Probably the one that might surprise you that I know is actually Doja Cat. I haven't heard of Kane Brown or is it Youngblood?
Yeah, Youngblood is a really cool like pop artist right now, but Kane Brown's a country artist.
Okay.
But I think that's going to be really cool. I've never been to Hangout Fest, and the passes are kind of expensive. So if you're not willing to pay a pretty penny, this is not for you.
How pretty are these pennies we talking?
The prices are, for a general admissions pass, $299. For VIP, it's $1,099.
Wow.
For super VIP, it's $1,699.
Whoa.
And I mean, payment plans are available, though.
Payment plans?
They also have two other new packages called the Big Kahuna and the Cabana. These are like really big rooms that you can rent out like near the stage and just watch from really good premium seating. And there are hot tubs and gourmet food and endless drinks.
Basically, it's like a big press box.
Yes, sort of like that.
But with hot tubs. I've watched football all my life, but I've never heard of a hot tub being inside of a press box.
I know, but one would probably say this is the Coachella of the South.
Now, I have heard of Coachella.
I've never been to Hangout Fest. I might never go to Hangout Fest because my mom would never want me to go to Hangout Fest.
They sound like they're going to make my pretty penny.
Last year they had Cardi B and Khalid. I think they had Kanye West too. I was mad I didn't get to see it, but it's fine.
I can't recall the last concert I went to. I think it was we went to Album Adventure and my little sister wanted to see Raven Simone. And so we saw her perform. I don't know what songs. My dad said, okay, your little sister wants to see it. We're all going to see it, you know, whether you like it or not. But, yeah, so this is our last episode. And my favorite episode would probably be the first one. You know, it was a little bit rough. My deeper dive on that was about a woman actually biting a camel's private parts in order to keep her dog from getting mauled by the camel.
Yeah, I remember that episode. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that would probably be my favorite memory of doing this.
I'm just glad I got to do it. Like, I don't have any specific favorite episode, but I love that I've got to do this and meet you and meet Shelby. And
aww.
Of course, Brandon, because he's helped me through the one thing that was really big this semester that really messed me up. And I'm really glad, because if it wasn't for this, like, I don't know.
Yeah, same here, because I mean, both of y'all are freshmen, and I'm an upperclassman, and I'm pretty sure we don't have the same major at all. And so I never got a chance to meet new people, because it's always good to meet new people and get out there and experience diversity, because if you just, you know, by yourself and you don't really meet anybody, then what's the point? You not having fun, in my opinion. Yeah, this whole podcasting experience has been very fun for me. So what did you do for Thanksgiving break?
Well, I went and watched a Christian concert. I hit a girl's car, and that's about it.
Yikes. Well, I got my truck back. How's your car doing?
It's fine. I just scraped the front really bad and dented the whole fender, but Yikes. It's not too bad.
So other than going to the concert and, you know, having a little fender bender, you know, glad you're okay, what else did you do over the break?
Well, I sat around, enjoyed time with my family.
That's good.
And I went shopping a little bit. I really did. I got this sweater that I have on and this shirt.
That's good. I spent time with family. And, of course, you know, I ate a lot of food, sat around, slept a lot. But the one thing I did not, I guess, enjoy about my break is the Iron Bowl. it's a tough pill to swallow, but we played a pretty good game, and it's not the end of the world because you still got next season, the other seasons to come. The first thing my dad texted me after the game is stop crying. Yeah, I just sat there and I was like, what? I was like, oh, come on. I was like, I'm not crying because, yeah, I wasn't crying, but me and my grandma, we were pretty, we were getting ready to riot. But, you know, the most controversial thing about that game, I think, was that 1 second thing before halftime.
You know, they did that in the Iron Bowl. Was it back in 2013 at the end of the game?
I think so, with the kick. Yeah, I think Nick Saban might have acquired a curse with everything that has to do with Auburn and 1 second. But other than that, I had a pretty good Thanksgiving break. But moving on to a longer break, I think about 3 weeks. We come into school January. The longest break we'll probably have, other than summer, is Christmas break. So, I'm not Santa Claus. I have a little beard. But I'm asking you, Kaylee, what do you want for Christmas?
That's a hard one. I really haven't wanted much, especially this year, because I have a lot. Mm-hmm. And I came to college with AirPods, and then the first week in college, I lost said AirPods.
Hmm.
I don't know if they were stolen. I don't know if they were lost and my room just ate them. But I kind of want a new pair of AirPods.
I understand where you're coming from, because those things are pretty popular and also a pretty penny.
They are.
Probably one thing that I would want is a new phone, because my dad, he has a new phone. My sister, she has a new phone. And my phone is pretty cracked. My case is literally in ruins. And so I need a couple pieces to help the case stay together, at least on the phone, while I have it right side up. And so I wouldn't mind a new phone. I mean, I pretty much have everything else that I want. I already bought like $180 worth of clothes that'll come in January. But nevertheless, I would like a new phone.
Yeah, what kind do you want?
I think it's Galaxy S10. I know for a fact that my dad has it, and I think it's the same phone that my sister has. But yeah, a new phone.
Yeah, well, keeping it on Christmas, what is your favorite Christmas memory or tradition?
I can say a favorite memory is when I first saw snow in Alabama. And, you know, us as Alabamians, you know, we just have a dash of tornadoes and a fourth cup of a hurricane and, you know, a gallon or two or a couple inches of rain per hour. Yeah, it was pretty interesting to see, and we all had fun out there in my yard.
Yeah, I get to go see some snow next week in the mountains. So.
Wow.
I'm excited. Well, if I had to talk about my favorite Christmas memory or tradition, my favorite tradition is the family supper, the opening of the presents, and then going and getting dressed in my pajamas and getting in the bed with my two sisters and my dog.
This sounds pretty good, you know, being around with family, you know, nothing's better than family time, in my opinion. Yeah. For the last time on this season of Tiger Tales, my name is Robert Bradley.
And I'm Kaylee Owens. Make sure you still go follow the Instagram for updates for the next season at TigerTales_UWA.
Music provided by Montauk Walk by Sam Fumino. Music 2018. License under Creative Non-Attribution, Non-Commercial 3.0.